Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Dr. Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Today we're coming from Psalms 146 through 148 and Song of Solomon chapters 3 and 4. Amen. We give glory and honor to the Lord. We've missed a couple of days. Amen. Had some sickness going on, but we're playing catch up. Amen. With some of this. Amen. This is the day actually that we're reading Song of Solomon. We're adding Psalms to it. Because of yesterday's miss, amen, and we'll be adding another day on as well. I give glory to God that he even enables us to be able to do that. Because the promise is and the mandate for this year in this series is to read the entire Word of God, amen, throughout 2018. We started on January 1st and endeavoring to end it all out on December 31st this year. And we're coming quickly upon, amen, that date, and that today is December the 14th. Amen. All glory and all honor to the Lord because he's kept each and every one of us during this time. Amen. I bless the Lord. He has been my help. He's been my strength. He's been my provider. He has been my keeper, my mind regulator. Amen. He is the one that brings forth breakthroughs. Amen. He's been my hero. Glory to God. When things were going totally awry, the Lord recovered me out of the hand of the enemy. Amen. Amen. And amen. And glory. Hallelujah to the God of my salvation. Amen. My Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, he is the one who sees and he knows all things. And he loves us beyond even our ability to understand that. He loves us through it all. And I just give glory and honor to the Lord today because he is God. He sees all. He knows all. Amen. And he is working our good, all of us, no matter what it looks like. The Lord, it will even untangle us, amen, from the entanglement we put ourselves into. And I praise God for that because sometimes we go in innocently and genuinely and of a genuine heart, of a pure heart, and the person, the other people involved are not of a pure heart. Ah, but the Lord knows how to untangle and unravel the tricks of the enemy and the deception, amen, of him that seeks to destroy. But Jesus, he came that we might have life, and that more abundantly. And to him we give glory and honor and praise this evening. I praise God. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you. I come before you with humbly as I know how, just thanking and praising you, Lord, for everything that you've done, for everything that you're doing. Lord God, we bless your name even right now. Lord God, asking that you continue to move, Lord, continue to bless, continue to deliver. Help us, Lord God, to see those things that we cannot. Oh, Lord God, we acknowledge you as our Lord and Savior. Lord God, we acknowledge you as the true and the living God. There is no other. There is no other way to receive salvation except through you. You are the only one that has all power, is all seeing and all knowing, and is omnipresent. You are the only one that is in control of all things at any given moment. You are the only one that has the power that nothing is impossible for you. Oh, God, and we give you glory and honor today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your kindness. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, I just thank you, thank you, thank you. And bless your name. Lord, bless as we go forth in your word today. Lord God, open our minds and our hearts to receive knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. We're reading from Psalms 146 through 148 and Song of Solomon, chapters 3 and 4. Amen. To the glory of God. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Do not put your trust in princes, nor in a son of man, in whom there is no help. His spirit departs, he returns to his earth. In that very day, his plans perish. Happy is he who has the Lord of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps truth forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord gives freedom to the prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the strangers. He relieves the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turns upside down. The Lord shall reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, for it is pleasant and praise is beautiful. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers together the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He counts the number of the stars. He calls them all by name. Great is the Lord and mighty in power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifts up the humble. He casts the wicked down to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praises on the harp to our God, who covers the heavens with clouds, who prepares rain for the earth, who makes grass to grow on the mountains. He gives the beast its food and to the young ravens that cry. He does not delight in the strength of the horse. He takes no pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him and those who hope in his mercy. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion, for he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your children within you. He makes peace in your borders and fills you with the finest wheat. He sends out his command to the earth. His word runs very swiftly. He gives snow like wool. He scatters the frost like ashes, like morsels. Who can stand before his cold? He sends out his word and melts them. He causes his wind to blow and the waters to flow. He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and his judgments to Israel. He has not dealt thus with any nation, and as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars of light. Praise him, you heavens of heavens and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He also established them forever and ever. He made a decree which shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures of and all the depths. Fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy wind fulfilling his word. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and all flying fowl, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He has exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, of the children of Israel, a people near to him. Praise the Lord. I have read and you have heard from Psalms chapters 146 through 148. We are now reading Song of Solomon, chapters 3 and 4. By night on my bed, I sought the one I love. I sought him, but I did not find him. I will rise now, I said, and go about the city. In the streets and in the squares, I will seek the one I love. I sought him, but I did not find him. The watchmen who go about the city found me. I said, have you seen the one I love? Scarcely had I passed by them when I found the one I love. I held him and would not let him go until I had brought him to the house of my mother and into the chamber of her who conceived me. I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, by the gazelles or by the does of the field, do not stir up nor awaken love until it pleases. Who is this coming out of the wilderness like pillars of smoke, perfumed with myrrh and frankincense, with all the merchants' fragrant powders? Behold, it is Solomon's couch, with 60 valiant men around it. Oh, of the valiant of Israel. They all hold swords, being expert in war. Every man has his sword on his thigh because of fear in the night of the wood of Lebanon. Solomon the king made himself a palanquin. He made its pillars of silver, its support of gold, its seat of purple, its interior paved with love by the daughters of Jerusalem. Go forth, O daughters of Zion, and see King Solomon with the crown with which his mother crowned him on the day of his wedding, the day of the gladness of his heart. Behold, you are fair, my love. Behold, you are fair. You have dove's eyes behind your veil. Your hair is like the flock going down Mount Gilead. Your teeth are like a flock of shorn sheep which have come up from the washing, every one which bears twins, and none is barren among them. Your lips are like a strand of scarlet, and your mouth is lovely. Your temples behind your veil are like a piece of pomegranate. Your neck is like the Tower of David, built for an armory, on which hang 1,000 bucklers, all shields of mighty men. Your two beasts are like two. Your two breasts are like two fawns, twins of a gazelle, which feed among the lilies. Until the day breaks and the shadow flee away, I will go my way to the mountain of myrrh and to the hill of frankincense. You are all fair, my love, and there is no spot in you. Come with me from Lebanon, my spouse, with me from Lebanon. Look from the top of Amana, from the top of Senir and Hermon, from the lion's den, from the mountains of the leopards. You have ravished my heart, my sister, my spouse. You have ravished my heart with one look of your eyes, with one link of your necklace. How fair is your love, my sister, my spouse. How much better than wine is your love, the scent of your perfumes, than all spices. Your lips, O my spouse, drip as the honeycomb. Honey and milk are under your tongue, and the fragrance of your garments is like the fragrance of Lebanon. Garden enclosed is my sister, my spouse, a spring shut up, a fountain sealed. Your plants are an orchard of pomegranates with pleasant fruits, fragrant henna with spikenard and saffron, calamus and cinnamon, with all trees of frankincense, myrrh and aloes, with all the chief spices, a fountain of gardens, a well of living waters, and streams from Lebanon. Awake, O north wind, and come, O south. Blow upon my garden, that its spices may flow out. Let my beloved come to his garden and eat its pleasant fruits. I have read, and you have heard from Psalms 146 through 148 and Song of Solomon, chapters 3 and 4. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give the Lord honor, praise, and glory. Amen. Because he is God and there is no other. Amen. He is the Lord of our salvation. He is the one who rescues us when we are in the pit. He's the one that brings us up out, amen, of every dark space into the light that we might live. Amen. He came that we might have life and that more abundantly. And although the enemy tries to press on us all around, Jesus is the one who will break us forth. Amen. As the day breaks, he will break us forth into newness of life. Amen. Into health, into strength. Oh, glory to God. Into salvation. He is our deliverer today. He's our strong tower. Amen. He is our refuge. Glory to God, our sanctuary. He is our health. Amen. He's our strength, our great physician today. Whatever you have need of, amen, it's all in him. It is all in him. Amen. It's in Jesus today. He is our deliverer, our salvation. Amen. And he wants all to come to him. Amen. If you do not know him as your Lord and Savior on today, if you have not experienced the Lord in the way that you should, keep in mind that all of us, every human being, was intended to be in right fellowship, in relationship with the God of the universe. Jesus came and paved the way so that we can again be in our intended place. Amen. If you are not in your intended place today, amen, Jesus is the way. He is the truth and he is the life. No man comes to the Father but by him. Amen. And Jesus himself is waiting for you to say yes today. And as soon as you do, amen, he will change everything for you. Amen. Begin to repent. Turn away from that wickedness, from away from those things that you know are wrong. Amen. Turn away from those things and let the Lord know that you're sorry about for those things. Amen. Turn and call on Jesus. The word lets us know that whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. His name is Jesus. Begin to call on his name. Amen. And he will answer and show you great and mighty things that you know not of. Not only that, but he will manifest. His presence will be manifest in you at the moment you say yes, truthfully turning. Amen. The Lord sees a genuine heart when it turns. Amen. And when it happens, amen, the Lord will move. He will come. He will sup with you. He will speak with you. And he will speak through you. And you will have that same experience that they had on the day of Pentecost. Amen. Read, be amazed. Amen. As a matter of fact, read chapters 1 and 2. Amen. And see the experience that I'm speaking of. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you in the mighty name of Jesus. I hope you'll continue to join me through this journey, through a year in the Word. Amen.